USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden marked Memorial Day by honoring the lives of the men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice while serving our country. Speaking at Arlington National Cemetery this morning, Biden said,
"Let's never forget the lives these flags, flowers, and marble markers represent."
He also said that tomorrow marks the 8th anniversary of the death of his son, Beau, who died from cancer a year after being deployed to Iraq as a member of the Delaware National Guard. A vote is expected this week in the House of Representatives on the bipartisan deal reached to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the bill is a compromise.
"It doesn't get everything everybody wanted, but that's in divided government. That's where we end up. I think it's a very positive bill."
President Biden said the package is an important step forward that will reduce spending and grow the economy while also avoiding a default. The vote is expected on Wednesday. Not all Republicans are happy with the deal. Florida Governor and now presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is slamming the bill, saying it does nothing to stop the U.S. from heading toward bankruptcy. DeSantis says even with the new spending caps, the deal to raise the debt ceiling for 2 years is a massive amount of spending. Russia is issuing an arrest warrant for Senator Lindsey Graham.
Moscow took the action after the South Carolina Republican praised American military aid to Ukraine as the best money the U.S. ever spent. Graham made the comment during a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on Friday. A Kremlin spokesman described the comments as shameful and called the 67-year-old senator an old fool. I'm Dave Collins.
8 people were rescued from the rubble after an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa collapsed. 12 others made it out of that building on their own. Officials say no deaths have been reported and there is no reason to believe that anyone is missing. The reason for the collapse of that building is not yet known. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who announced his candidacy for president last week, is heading out on his first presidential campaign tour this week. DeSantis is expected to make campaign stops in several cities in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Basketball fans in Boston and hockey fans in Dallas are looking for repeats of 2004's Red Sox miracle.
It was 2004 when the Red Sox lost the first 3 American League Championship games to the Yankees, then came back to take the next 4 from New York on the way to Boston's first World Series championship in 86 years. Tonight, the Celtics look to sweep the Heat 4 straight after losing the first 3 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals to Miami. Meanwhile, in the NHL, the Dallas Stars have won 2 straight after losing 3 to the Vegas Golden Knights in the Western Conference Finals. Dallas hosts Vegas tonight in Game 6. I'm Rich Johnson.
What's being called the largest free-flying flag on Earth is flying atop New Jersey's George Washington Bridge today. That flag, which measures 60 feet by 90 feet and weighs 500 pounds, makes rare appearances just 9 times a year. Hoisting the flag requires 4 winch cables, 7 electricians, and 3 structural engineers. Director Martin Scorsese says he's going to make a film about Jesus. Scorsese met with Pope Francis over the weekend and said he's responded to the Pope's appeal to artists in the only way he knows how, and that's writing a screenplay for a film about Jesus. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.